Moose are a mascot of sorts for New Hampshire, so when Moose Lick Brewery launched in the state in 2015, the name made sense. But it didn't take long before the company found itself in the middle of a trademark dispute with a much larger beer maker north of the border. That's now forced this business, nestled in New Hampshire's Monadnock region, to rebrand itself as of this weekend. Oliver Levesque is co-founder of Moose Lick Brewery in Troy, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Take me through the history a bit. I understand it started with a cease and desist letter. What happened?
Yeah, so we started the brewery in roughly about August of 2015. We opened the doors, and there was obviously a lot of prep that went into getting this going prior to that. And about October of 2016, so last fall, we received correspondence from Moosehead Brewing in Canada, regarding possible trademark infringements.
Now, what was their complaint exactly? Moosehead's been around for years, but what was their complaint specifically?
So they had a number of complaints, ranging from the fact that we, the biggest one was that we had Moose in the name of our actual beer company name. So Moose in Moose Lick. In addition to that, the fact that we had an image of a moose for our label and our logo, and that we had the word moose in a number of our beer names.
That seems, moose is a, that's an animal that seems pretty universal. Do you imagine that getting into this legal battle, you might have had a chance to win?
Yeah, I mean, that was certainly an option, and we did, seek advice from, a number of colleagues and friends, and, it was something that was certainly possible in having, conversations with their team of lawyers. It became very obvious to us that they were fully intent in, upholding what they believe, what they believe was their right, their trademark. They do have history of kind of going through this with a number of other breweries, and they were long drawn out processes that, at this point we weren't prepared or would we have the ability to undertake.
It just didn't make financial sense.
No, definitely not.
So your new name, Granite Roots Brewing, that is officially your rebrand as of this weekend. How did you come up with that?
Yeah, so it took a bit of time, and once we finally came up with it, it was full steam ahead. It was a little nerve-wracking at first. We definitely lost some sleep over where the business would be going, and we just wanted to find something, a name, a logo, an image, an identity that really stood for and represented what we wanted to be and how we see ourselves as a business.
How costly is this type of rebranding? I mean, I imagine this changes your business somewhat, at least in the short term.
Yes, yeah. I mean, there was definitely a monetary cost tied to it. We had to work with artists to design a new logo. We had to run all new beer labels that are being printed as we speak, and new advertising and promotional materials, all new, swag, as they say, T-shirts, pint glasses, everything like that, in the tap room. All that had to be fully changed over.
Do you have some plans this weekend for a coming out party with the new brand?
Yeah, so this weekend will actually be a soft launch. We're switching over everything in the tap room now, as far as marketing and the goods that we sell, and we're officially Granite Roots. We'll be relabeling all the beer late Friday night. So everything hits the shelves, and we'll open the doors Saturday at noon as Granite Roots.
Oliver, did you do any research to make sure that you didn't have any trademark infringement with the new name?
Yes, yeah, I did. I spent an entire Sunday afternoon, most of the day, scanning through trademark websites, making sure that there wasn't any there wasn't any trademarks on Granite Roots as a brewery. No.
Oliver Levesque, co-founder of Moose Lick Brewery in Troy, now known as Granite Roots Brewing. Thanks so much for the time.
Sure, no problem. Thanks a lot for having me.